Okay, so why don't you just tell me who you are and what's your role in this production?
Okay, my name is Selva. I'm the artistic director for Avant Theatre and Language, and Avant Theatre was started in Melbourne in 2001. And then from there, we sort of migrated to Singapore in 2011. And we did a couple of plays. Well, we have an average of 3 plays per year, each exploring different concepts. Basically, we want to create a hybrid identity in Singapore. And Follies was created as part of a main season production. It became a full-fledged English play that is staged in Singapore by Avant Theatre for the first time. We have done plays with Tamil and English, but to stage a full-fledged English play was a long-time desire because we wanted to migrate slightly to the mainstream theatre goers and see how the market receives us.
So what do you would you say is your stimulus or inspiration for this particular production?
The main motivation was to do an English play and to stage it to get feedback from the mainstream English theatre group and to see where we stand in comparison to them. And the idea was very pertinent, relevant, and socially connected. We spoke about how a person who is deviated from the idea of deciding things from the mind to the heart. The catharsis that happened between choosing what is right for you and what is ethically right is what we explored in Follies.
So what do you think is, for this, what do you think is really unique about Follies?
Follies, in terms of techniques, we have employed a lot of mime into it in a very jazzy cabaret feel. That, I think, is the selling factor in this play. Other than that, we had a very interactive component to this whole play, as well as a stand-up comedy effect. So it's an amalgamation of 3 different techniques that was coming together.
So running on with the techniques, what do you think is your main artistic or theoretical influences for this piece?
My pieces are usually concept-based. There has to be a relevance to certain ideas that I want to explore. Here, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to break the whole idea of audience and actors, the boundary. So the idea of interactivity is employed here to induce them to communicate or react to the play in a very open and vehement manner.
So do you actually have a target audience in mind? Do you consciously communicate to them your message in your piece?
Well, I don't have a concentrated, because it's, like I said, it's Avant's first English full-fledged play. So we don't have a concentrated audience just yet. So writing on anything serious might not be advisable for a first-time play staging. So comedy was employed, and getting the general public the awareness that such a group is existing so that they trust the quality of the production as well as the content, making it more relevant and socially connected was the key factors that created this whole production.
How would you gauge your success in doing this thus far? I mean, you've had 2 productions, 2 performances already. So how would you gauge your success?
Basically through audience response, audience post-talk feedbacks, and that sort of thing. Audience response is very direct, because after production they talk to us and they say, this is good, certain techniques were really good, the actors were excellent, and blah blah blah. Those are directly coming to us. So from there, I think we are sort of penetrated nicely into the mainstream performers.
Is there any audience or critical feedback you would like to respond to that you have heard over the past 2 performances?
I think the main issue that was brought out was technically it was a little difficult to receive certain element of the performance. It's mainly because this venue, which is Arts House Chamber, is very antique and very old. Audience are supposed to hear the projection, but what happens is because of the structure of this building, it comes in with echo. So what they are hearing is not clear words, but very muffled. So I suppose the venue did not support this production. I should have used a proscenium or a black box for better reception, I think.
Was the work conceived to contrast or complement other work in the Singapore scene?
The work, I think, is unique. It was not to blend in with anything. It has to be unique because, like I said, we are amalgamating three different techniques. But the message or the social relevance is in line with the mainstream ideology. Yeah.
What were some of the... Okay, you talked about the echoing of the chamber and stuff like that. What other solutions do you think you can propose when you are faced with such a venue?
Finance permit, we could have a rehearsal at venue, but because we were working on a very tight finance, we could not come in for a rehearsal just to get the feel of this sound system that is relevant here. And because of that, when we started bumping in, it was a commitment where the publicity has already gone out and we have to stick to this place and make it work for us rather than to say, okay, this is the bad choice.